Yes, it is. Time to get the news that maybe didn't quite make the news, eh, Tara?
That's it, Jim.
That's what it's all about. I'm always afraid to call it good news.
Same here, yeah.
I know, it's not always good news.
It's not always good news.
No, it's not.
Can't always, you know, into every life a little rain must fall, PJ.
I know, yeah, depressing as that is, that's the truth, yeah, absolutely.
So what is it this week then, Tara?
Okay,
is it good news?
Well,
or is it?
It depends on your point of view, Jim.
Oh, really?
So we went from probably PJ's heaven topic last week, which was dogs, to PJ's probably hell topic this week.
Oh, family.
Relationships.
Oh.
Personal relationships.
Right.
And the effect that this is having, this pandemic, this
basically,
global pandemic.
People.
People.
That's what it really
people.
Is.
People, and with a particular emphasis on those people that you live with and that you're maybe involved in intimate relationships with.
Oh, they're the worst.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, they're the worst, yeah.
But I'm going to find this very entertaining.
There are fascinating things that are happening because of this pandemic to people's personal relationships and particularly their romantic relationships.
Right.
Obviously, you know, family relationships, you've got a lot of people who are, maybe have the in-laws now living with them or, you know, they're taking care of elderly parents more closely than they would have done. All these stresses and strains, homeschooling, you know yourself. And it's had, sociologists are looking very closely. There are about 7 or 8 studies underway at the moment and have been since the very start of this pandemic to establish what's going on inside people's homes and what's going on inside their relationships.
Oh.
Now, China, of course, they were the first people to experience COVID-19 and the first to go into lockdown. And they're reporting, sociologists there are reporting that the high pressure environment combined with financial stresses has led to a rise in conflict. This is not maybe hugely surprising. When the lockdown measures were lifted there in March, the first place that many couples went was not for a romantic dinner or a nice weekend away or a romantic stroll by the river.
I have a feeling where this is going.
It was straight to the divorce lawyers.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The city of Z in northwest China, their marriage registration offices said they saw an unprecedented number of divorce requests within days of the city coming out of lockdown in March.
If you're going to spend time with the person you're with, what do you expect? If you're going to
It's probably the first time. They probably, you know, in modern relationships, like two people get together, right? Get married, whatever. And they both have to work.
Yeah.
They're both out all day. They both have their, you know what I mean? They probably only get small pockets of opportunity to be together.
Yes.
All of a sudden, they're thrust together 24/7. And it's like, what? Is that the way you really are?
Yes, exactly. And one
that's
of them,
when people retire, it breaks relationships. Because obviously, you know, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What are you doing
here?
You're
under my feet. I've had this house to myself for 40 years. Why
go
are you
somewhere.
Go do something.
Go do something. Go fix a lawn or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, grow a grass.
Now, apparently one of the main reasons being cited for the request to divorce in China, anyway, specifically, is that the women are just a little hard done by, or that's what they feel, that they're still the ones doing the lion's share of the cooking, the cleaning, the homeschooling, all the caring, even though, you know, the hubby's sitting at home as well in lockdown. But that's, I'm just saying, I'm not making any judgment or casting any aspersions.
I mean, I'd love to be jumping to defence here, but I'm not going to be honest.
Your silence is deafening.
Exactly.
It's just, you know what it is, it's different levels. You live with some people and they have to have stuff clean all the time. Whereas my level is, it has to be clean eventually.
Right.
So then, you know what I mean? So then you get
it has to be
sink.
Clean at some point in its existence.
Yeah, and if you don't leave it to be cleaned eventually, well then I'm never going to get my turn. So technically, someone who cleans all the time is robbing me of my opportunity.
Of your opportunity to enjoy the fulfilment of cleaning up after yourself.
Exactly, yeah. And then you're going to try and clean up in the divorce.
Well, isn't it just as
I know you can't
spend lockdown
Tara's
with your
face,
mammy?
But it's probably a good job.
Yeah, but it's a good idea. I think that PJ spent lockdown with his mammy.
Very important.
Because I tell you something, she won't do anything, and I've no problem saying it. I'm blue in the face.
Calling her out,
I'm blue in the face, trying to say I've done. I've gone out of my mind. I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. I tell you something. Oh, but the pandemic and I'm vulnerable. Get out and do some more.
So there could be parental divorce going on soon.
There could very well be parental divorce.
She's not getting away that easy.
Now, they're looking as well, though, the scientists, at sort of, they're trying to compare it with other big events, basically, the likes of sort of natural disasters, for example, or big terrorist attacks. After 9/11, you would have thought maybe that, you know, this makes people think about their lives.
Bring you closer together. Life is short.
Or shatter you apart, whatever. So they're trying to make comparisons, basically, with that. And what they're finding is that at this point in time, one US study is actually finding possibly the opposite. That for couples there who are being surveyed, finding 74% of them that their relationships were largely unchanged by the pandemic. 17% of couples indicating their relationship had actually gotten a little bit or a lot better, 5% saying worse. And it seems Ireland and Dublin in particular, well, now, this is not particularly scientific, I'll give you that.
Right.
But love is blossoming here, it seems.
Oh, really?
Yes. Online dating apps have surged. People are apparently making connections with one another and what's now been termed as slow dating.
Brilliant, yeah,
right?
Into this, yeah. Guess what the secret here is? They're not meeting each other.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the reason there's a rise in dating apps is because there's people who are married going, I'm not putting up with this for much longer.
You are such a romantic.
There's got to be something better out there. Hang on a second till I have a look through these.
Oh, yeah, somebody has to have something slightly worse than me. I'm going looking.
Well, I don't know now, because in addition to that then, in Dublin, we have Voltaire Diamonds, a very famous jewellery.
I've never heard. There's no great surprise there.
But they're saying that sales of diamond engagement rings during March, April and May of this year shot up. 82% of their clients during lockdown were looking for engagement rings, compared to 60% of their clients last year.
Look at us, PJ, big... thick Irish romantic heads on us.
Would you get away or that? If the pubs were open the last 3 months, that money would have been spent on fish and chips and fizzies.
And that very much plays into my theory. I think it was you're stuck at home and you run out of things to say. So it's like, we get married
or something, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What, is there anything on? Not really. All right, go on, then we'll get married.
If I get your ring, will you stop asking me about this fence that I never fixed?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, look, it's up to you. Either the house gets painted or you can have a ring. What do you want?
What do you want? Which one is it?
What's it going
to
be?
Now, just on a final note to end, there have been studies done in over hundreds of years, in actual fact, of what happens to close personal relationships in times of crisis. And basically it's found that we sort of revert to almost caveman type of behaviour.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what do you mean revert?
Some of us have been in for quite a while, perfecting it. Very specifically, our focus tends to turn to the survival of the species, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And women.
Should I start playing a bit of Marvin Gaye?
No, let's not. But women, apparently, in times of crisis like this, start eating a lot.
Right.
And that is basically, ladies, I'm giving you the best excuse you're ever going to get for the COVID belly. I'm quite proud of my own.
There's me thinking you were talking about jiggery pokery and you're just talking about eating.
No, I am. I'm getting to that. And the reason that they do that, it's instinctive, because they need to put down a good layer of belly fat, which helps them get pregnant and stay pregnant successfully to full term with a baby.
Great.
Men, on
you
the
must
other
be
hand,
over the moon about that, PJ.
It's great, yeah.
Men, on the other hand, well, apparently they really do develop a one-track mind.
Oh, right.
But it's all just to do with survival of the species
in these uncertain times.
Yeah. That is it.
Yeah, that's a great chat-up line. Look it. I'm not going to enjoy it either. But we're going to have to do it for the survival of the world.
You have to imagine coming in, someone sitting there halfway through a 5-litre tub of ice cream. You're like, the old instinct kicking in again.
Well, now you know more than ever before. The COVID Update. Classic Hits.